The biodisposal pit was just what the name suggested, a sweltering, foul-smelling durasteel hole in which poured all of the dirty bandages, used scalpels, excised organs, dead bodies, and other hazardous waste from not only the infirmary, but the Anakin Solo's entire prison hold as well. Having left his guards on the other side of the hatch, where they would not witness the gross violation of prison procedure he was about to commit, Kaidus was left to pull Isolder by himself. As he dragged the hover gurney toward the fusion incinerator, an overqualified GP2 medical droid rushed out of the shadows, holding a dripping scalpel in one hand and waving the other in a frantic gesture to capture his attention.
No, that corpse hasn't been identified yet.
The droid pointed its scalpel into the shadows.
Put it there until I can collect a tissue sample and verify the identity.
That won't be necessary in this case. Kaidus started to continue toward the incinerator. This one goes directly to the incinerator. The droid accepted the gurney.
I'm afraid that isn't procedure. Thank you for the delivery.
In this case, procedure doesn't apply, Kaidus said. It's overridden.
On whose authority?
Mine, Lord Kaidus.
Lord Kaidus?
The droid fixed its photoreceptors on his face for a moment.
Identity confirmed. Prisoner IS-23052R will be disposed without identity verification or tissue sample collection.
This matter takes priority over all others. I need to witness the disposal myself, now.
Is there a contagion concern?
It's a security matter, Kaidus said. Do it now.
Very well.
The droid went over to Isolder and began to cut the clothes off the body. After a moment, the droid paused to study Isolder's arms.
Oh, I see. The tissue samples have already been collected.
What? Kaidus went over to the gurney. Show me. The droid turned both of the prince's hands up, revealing half a dozen bruises and needle marks on the interiors of the forearms. He did not need to ask what the marks meant, because he had seen similar marks on Myrta's arms after the remnant medic collected her samples for the nano killer. The marks meant that Lesserson and the Moffs had betrayed him and his vision. They meant that Alana's nano-killer was probably already on its way to the Dragon Queen. Kaidus pulled his comlink and opened a channel to his aide, Orlop. Have a hold placed on all launches from the Anakin Solo, he ordered, turning toward the door. And find out if we've launched any missile boats recently, especially missile boats carrying remnant forces. There was an uncomfortable pause. Then Orlop asked,
Did you say missile boats?
Kaidus' stomach went cold. Tell me.
A missile boat just launched from this hangar. I had to wait for it to clear the containment field before I blew the beam racer.
What about the crew? Kaidus asked. Were they ours?
They were in Alliance uniforms. Shall I have a recall order issued?
It's worth a try, but they won't obey. Kaidus came to the door, and lacking a second hand to reach for the control pad, stopped to finish his order. Have my stealth X prep for immediate... He let the sentence trail off as the door opened on its own, revealing a dark uniformed woman with an athletic build and brown, furious eyes. Jaina? Suddenly, Kaidus felt as though he were going to vomit fire.